Watch, activists including University Art Center director Egg Thatcher statue. By Jack Montgomery on May 15, 2022. Activists including a 59-year-old University Arts Centre director egged a statue of Britain's first woman Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, as it was installed in her hometown of Grantham. Baroness Thatcher of Kesteven, as the greengrocer's daughter became following her elevation to the House of Lords, won three consecutive British general elections in 1979, 1983, and 1987. Being ousted not by the public but by an internal Conservative Party led by Europhile parliamentarians opposed to her increasingly Eurosceptic stance. Nevertheless, she remains a hate figure for much of the British left, in large part for her battles with the trade unionists for the country's then nationalized coal mines, and plans to install a statue of her in Parliament Square had to be abandoned due to fears it would not survive direction action by a motivated far-left movement who may be committed to public activism, i.e. criminal vandalism. The statue was instead installed in her hometown of Grantham, Lincolnshire on Sunday, but even there it was not safe, with activists turning out to pelt it with eggs from behind a protective barrier. The vandals included the theoretically respectable Jeremy Webster, deputy director of the Addenborough Arts Centre attached to the publicly funded University of Leicester, who boasted that he got first hit with an egg on social media, according to The Telegraph. Webster, who also branded Baroness Thatcher a disgraced animal on social media, was formerly employed by Lincolnshire County Council, according to the newspaper, and owns a £400,000 home on the street where the late Prime Minister was born above her father's store in 1925. "We have received reports of criminal damage to the Margaret Thatcher statue shortly after 10 a.m. this morning," the local police force have confirmed in a statement, adding that no arrests have been made and inquiries are still ongoing. Members of the local council, where Conservative politicians hold office, have backed the statue, with one noting that she will always be a significant part of Grantham's heritage and another insisting that it is good to see and the right thing that her birthplace honors her. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.